Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maitloff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in David Farnborough and Realty Radio. Looking forward to talking with David about our local industry and, of course, how the housing market is in the winter. We'll be getting into some of that. But right now, our great friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce with us. Lacey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
It's a tough question to ask this time of year. It really is. But I appreciate you being here, and thank you so much for the time. And, of course, everything you put into this community, we appreciate you. Great round of events in the recent months, you know, by you guys.
Yes.
I just wanted to take a moment to tip my hat to you and your team over there at the Chamber. I've heard nothing but great things about so many wonderful events that we've had going on in the last couple of months. Nice work by you guys. Let's talk about some other events coming up and right around the corner, like Small Business Showcase. That's coming up.
So we are, I'm excited that it's kind of like the nightmare before Christmas because it ends on Friday the 13th.
It's perfect.
So our Small Business Showcase, obviously those are our local businesses that we turned our Small Business Saturday into a 2 week of shopping just because it's really hard to, we have so many, which it's a great problem to have that we have so many small businesses that want to be a part of this. So we kind of expanded it so that people can have more of an opportunity to do it. It's kind of fun to do it with a family member, as well as with this year being sponsored by Quality Plus Printing, it's kind of like a little booklet. So it's laid out a little bit differently. And I think it's a little bit easier to kind of have like it kind of keeps its structural integrity than just one piece of paper you have to hang on to for 2 weeks in your purse. So definitely support those small businesses. I tried to list a whole bunch on the west side last time, so I'll try to do some ones not on the west side. So we have Goodwill, we have Grace's Restaurant, we also have La Taqueria, and then I also have like Shoe Sensation. So those ones are kind of around each other, so it's really nice to be able to hit some of those and kind of, you know, get more stamps, but you're not really, you know, driving around a lot, and you can, you know, ride with people and carpool and kind of make it a little fun thing with friends or family members. But definitely excited. The raffle baskets that you go in to win, I saw a couple that I am already calling dibs on because I've been doing this with my kids, but I collect old Hot Wheels and things like that. So I saw Trading Post's Hot Wheels. It had Hot Wheels from like the 80s still in the box. I'm like, yep, dibs. Told all my coworkers, dibs.
My dad used to collect those. I have to look and see if he has it. Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
cool.
It's Trading Post.
Shout out to
them.
Yeah,
so they have a lot. They have a lot of those. I mean, I think they have something for everyone, as well as having, I mean, obviously the guns in the basement and hunting and things like that. I think you can kind of go upstairs, look for some knickknack stuff for you, and then go downstairs, get some stuff for him. Cross this off your list. Cross that off your list for Christmas shopping. I think it's smart shopping. And obviously we have Gary's Coins that's right down there, within walking distance. And you can kind of, you know, then cross the river, go to Jennings. We got Whiskey Rapids Saloon. So a lot of wonderful businesses participating, and very grateful for their support.
Big thank you to all those businesses, too, the great work that they do in the community in their individual ways and stuff, and taking care of and covering bases that our community would miss if we didn't have them. I love this showcase so much. Small Business Saturday, I love all these things. It is the definition of what you guys do, what we do, that we have such in common of buying local, supporting local. But another fun thing about this, Lacey, is, and it seems like every year you and I hear this from community members and everything, I hadn't heard of this place, or I didn't know this place. And, you know, not for nothing, we've had some new businesses here in town in recent years, too. And so there might be some of that. This is a great way for you not only to buy local and support local, get out of the house, have some fun, but find out maybe about some places that you didn't know about otherwise, or even run into some people you haven't seen in a while. Yeah, you know? I mean, there's so many added layers that can happen organically just from doing this event and just being a part of it.
Absolutely. And I think it's great to note that there's things for all ages. So a lot of kids that are, you know, the teens, they're bored with, you know, with some of those things, but being able to take them to Cravings, obviously going to, you know, Edge VR, or, you know, getting to go axe throwing. That one I already showed it out last week. But I think there's things that you can do, and you can take the younger kids and you can take the older kids, and you can kind of have a little bit of one-on-one time before the crazy holidays. So I'm excited to be able to do a little of that, obviously on the day it ends, because that's when I want to try to bring mine out and not give them a lot of time to tell me a million things they want for Christmas. But it's fun to be able to take them to different places and show them, because they are definitely the generation that's like, there's nothing to do. I'm bored.
Yeah, right, right.
And then
yeah.
they just stay on their phone for 3 hours. So right. it's like, get out. There is things to do on each side of town within walking distance. And they're safe places that, you know, you can go and have fun with them.
Yeah, which is so cool. You know, this area having multiple options like that is really unique. Even when I first came to this town, you had Skate City, you had some things, but now to think of all the different options they have, along with Skate City, shout out to them, are still around and still doing great things in the community. That's so cool to see. And we're so happy about these businesses that are around. Enjoy them, everybody, and especially you younger people out there. Make sure to get out and enjoy them. There is plenty to do. One of the more bigger events you guys do as well is your annual meeting and awards nomination form that's coming, or you have the forum out. Yes. There's sponsorship opportunities to tag along with this one.
Absolutely. So if you go on our website, it's going to be a little bit on the bottom, but there's some 3D printed little Oscars, and that's where the nomination form is. So please recognize businesses, nominate them. It does list on the nomination for the ones that have won in the last couple of years, because obviously we want to try to spread the wealth with it when it comes to that. But definitely recognize those businesses and please fill out those nomination forms. And, you know, choose. There's 5 different awards that are open for you guys to decide. So that's Large Business of the Year, Innovative Business of the Year, Entrepreneur or Small Business of the Year, Community Impact of the Year, and then Business Professional of the Year. So definitely a lot of different, obviously, you know, small business, 10 or fewer employees. There's little niches that obviously I think that sometimes we try to recognize everyone, but there's probably businesses that have fallen through the cracks and haven't been recognized. And if you're reading the ones that have won in the last couple of years and you're like, oh, I'm surprised this person didn't win, nominate them. Mm-hmm. Please turn in a nomination, because I nominated some, and obviously I do get to see a lot of the inner workings and things like that. But even the one I nominated, they hadn't been nominated for that before. And that's shocking to me. So please nominate. They are due by January 7th. But you can download the form as well as, if you want, there is an option where you can kind of do it on there and then just email attach it. We have paper copies at the chamber, as well as we typically have them with us at every chamber event.
I'm working on getting Lacey to have a category for best radio announcer at a radio station of 80 years or plus, you know, so we'll see what that works. I still would lose to Melissa or Seth. I know I would. But more importantly, this is an opportunity for us to support local on a different level. Lacey, where you really are able to highlight some of these individuals that you know that you have worked with maybe for a long time. And hey, this person deserves a tip of the hat. Hey, this person deserves. And it doesn't take long to put these nominations in. You guys aren't looking for, you know, War and Peace. Maybe a couple of sentences, maybe a paragraph about the person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we have a lot of them that have gotten nominations in the past. And then if they don't win, we continue to keep bringing them forward. And then we talk about them. We vote. Obviously, our member of the year last year ended up being Ho-Chunk. And we went on their website and spent quite a bit of time kind of seeing everything that they did in the community, as well as how much, how much support that they have. And I think you don't always think of the little ones, or, you know, the ones that like, oh, they're always here. Mm-hmm. And you don't always... you don't notice until they're not there. And then you're like, oh, I haven't seen them in a while. So definitely, if you work for a business, if you are the head of that business, and you're like, I think you should absolutely advocate for yourself.
Yes.
Don't feel like you have to, not sit back and kind of, wait. But I think that it's great to be able to talk about everything that you have, that you bring to the table in this community. And obviously, we want to support you too.
And one of the great ways that you can show your support and be a part of things with the community is sponsoring and being a part of events like this, having your name attached to some. I say this every chance I get when we have a nonprofit on with us. If you are a business and you have marketing people and they are not telling you to do this, they are not good at their job. And that is just my opinion, but you can go ahead and ask any business major in the world about that, and they'll tell you that. One of the greatest things you can do marketing-wise, more bang for your buck, all of that, associating yourself with a nonprofit. An event like this, to be on the sponsorship level, that's a whole different level of support that the community notices. The community sees that name associated with these businesses, and it adds to not only when they're thinking of their community, but putting into their community.
Absolutely. And we have a new sponsorship guide that we have been doing where Stacey's been a kind of pioneer with going to different businesses and sitting down and doing a package. So that way, if you're a business that's like, I'd rather just figure it out for the whole year. I know what my budget is. Let me just do everything for the whole year so that I'm not getting asked for each event that I want to be a part of, that just let me just do it right now. So a lot of our sponsorships are already full just based off of those meetings that she's been having. So our presenting sponsor for annual is sold out. Diamond is sold out. Platinum is sold out. And gold is sold out. We have silver and bronze left. They definitely, I think they have different little, it kind of depends on what you're looking for and what you want to get out of it. But a lot of business verbal recognition during the presentation, as well as your logo featured in the marketing and advertising materials. And then that's for the silver. And then as well as the bronze, you have the business logo being featured and then business name being listed on table tents, event program, and then as well as the presentation. So it's kind of just if you want your logo, like a little bit of, you know, subliminal advertising, or if you want your actual business name. But those are things that are being, I mean, obviously people are sitting at that table. They, you know, they're sitting against people that sometimes we try to do it to where they're sitting with people that they don't always know when we're arranging it. And then as well as like, oh, I think this person would really click with this person. I think if these two people together, you know, we're seated together, I think that's, we'd have some wonderful ideas. So Stacey's really, really fun at like trying to play matchmaker.
She
likes doing that. But I think it's a wonderful event. Obviously, you know, this is one of our biggest signature event of the year. We have done a lot of elevating of this event, which I am very excited about. So we will have a live orchestra as well. Again, and my daughter actually plays the violin. And that's how I learned about this group that they have at, you know, they have within the school district. And it's actually called the Chamber Orchestra. So it was hilarious that my daughter's like, I'm already a part of the chamber. And I'm like, okay. But so she kind of told us about it, and they play at a lot of events. They play at, you know, like nursing homes, assisted living facilities. And I think that live music, even just playing things just kind of like a background, I think that it's so soothing for me. I really don't like just silence.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
100%. As well as like if you're talking with someone, then all of a sudden it's just like quiet, and then you're the loudest person there. So I love having a live orchestra, as well as we actually orchestrated a tasting because we had heard that some people were like, oh, well, you know, like the food, you know, the food is definitely like, it's always like the same, or it's always, you know, like we've heard things. So we are taking people's, you know, like feelings and thoughts into consideration. So Stacey and I actually sat down and had like a 4-course tasting of every single meal and handpicked it based off of what we thought would really just be a great way to elevate the event, as well as Stacey and I foraged in this entire community and went out and literally just got nature items. We went to different parks. Obviously, we reached out and talked to the parks first and got permission, as well as Sand Valley. And we kind of just went around because there's so many beautiful things that are not like just part of our natural landscape in this area that you don't have to just order all of your decor items from other countries. I think that it's nice sometimes to just recognize how beautiful things are here, and that we have the opportunity to look out the window and see trees, and see see the river and see things like that. So we gathered a lot of things. So a lot of our centerpieces and decor for that event, for that night, is going to be just things in this area. From pine cones, you know, just to like sticks, to sand, to pampas grass, to wheat grass that we picked by hand. We found at the, like, we had just growing naturally at the chamber. So we were out there with scissors. You probably saw us and we're like, what are you guys doing? But in promise going and finding stuff at the gas station and asking the clerks if we could pick some. But it's just, I think it's great to be able to kind of put a spotlight on how beautiful it is to be here. We don't always recognize things, and sometimes we take things for granted. And I definitely am guilty of like, oh, look at all this beautiful stuff, you know, at the store. And I'm like, oh, it's right there outside growing naturally. Yeah. So we're really excited to have some like wood cookies from this area. And I'm just really, really, really excited at just how it's kind of came together and the support that the community has had. And at first they were like, why are you guys out here with gloves on picking grass? But we weren't sure if we were going to be allergic to it or not. But I'm just really excited to be able to, you know, obviously you know, put a spotlight on these businesses, on this community, and then as well as all of the wonderful businesses and people that we have that live here and mm-hmm. they want to give. I think they just sometimes they don't always know where, when, you know, how, who. But I think if we definitely educate them, I think that it just kind of helps us bring it all together.
Just like what you were saying about nature in this area, sometimes the people, the businesses are a little like that. We get we don't take them for granted. We don't mean to take them for granted, but that's just human nature. But this event, things like this, give us a chance to appreciate these things. And again, this annual meeting and awards nomination ceremony will be taking place in March next year. So we'll get to talk about it, of course, closer to that. But the nominations are due by January 7th. And Lacey, if people want to make nominations, how can they do that again?
Absolutely. So they can either go on our website. It's also on our Facebook page. They can come into the chamber or they can come to a chamber event. They can also email me at communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and I can just send you a copy of that, as well as you can give us a call, 715-423-1830, and we can send you one that way.
Networking at Night coming up. It's going to be right around actually next Monday, it looks like.
It's coming up. We are less than a week away already. Mm. And I've already got my ugly sweater picked out. So next
is it
Monday,
a real ugly sweater?
It's got a French bulldog on it.
Okay, that's
but
cool.
I bought it in the kid aisle because I was like, I really want this one, and they didn't have one in the adult section.
Right on.
But wear an ugly sweater or a holiday attire for a free raffle ticket. Obviously, it's going to be at Le Chateau, the Manor B&B at 840 First Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. There will be raffle prizes and then some appetizers, as well as she is going to be wrapping. She's going to wrap like the chamber gift certificates, which we give away at every single one, as well as some free night stays. So then
nice.
You will, and obviously you get a free raffle ticket if you're dressed up. Mm-hmm. And then you don't even have, you know, you could potentially win a free night stay as well as get some, you know, some free food, as well as, you know, get a tour if you've never been in there and maybe you're a little bit intimidated to just kind of like walk up to someone, you know, walk
sure,
up to a B&B
yeah.
like, hey, I've never been here, but I live here and I have never actually been in there. So I'm excited to get to go in there, as well as she's going to have a whole bunch of Christmas trees decorated for that, you know, for the event. Last year she did a bunch. This year she's kind of tailored it down a little bit, but, you know, just taking more time with each tree. But yeah. I think it's wonderful to have businesses like this. Mm-hmm. I think that the manor, I think when you drive past it, it's just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like you think of like a gigantic, like I'm excited to see what it looks like inside off of how big it looks outside.
Like a lot of people, I've lived here half my life and gone past that building and wondered so many times mm-hmm. what's in there. Here's your opportunity to check
yes.
that out. They do a nice job with that place too.
I think that Rachel's doing a wonderful job in that. And as well as, I mean, we went for walks. I saw them doing like a drone. They were able to make it in some kind of B&B magazine, and they had they literally had a drone flying over, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? But I think to even have that kind of, we have something like that here, and definitely I think that, you know, staying in a hotel is great, but I think the B&B where she's making homemade breakfast
Come
for
on,
you
yeah.
and I think it's a wonderful idea. So definitely excited. Please attend. Obviously, it's 5 to 7, Monday, December 16th, Networking at Night for December.
Wear that ugly sweater
and
holiday attire for a free raffle ticket. We are very excited about this. We've been talking about it quite a bit. We have an upcoming ribbon cutting at the Wood County Jail for their completion Tuesday, December 17th, 11 a.m. I'm going to try to wrap up midday here and get on over there to check that out. We are so proud of this event.
Absolutely. So I'm trying to make sure that I let everyone know about ribbon cuttings. We haven't always done that on radio, but I think that it's important to kind of have the public be aware of things that are happening and changes in our area. So there will be a tour of that, like an open house, but it's going to be from 11 to 2 is the entire day kind of events. But I think 11 to 11:15 is going to be the ribbon cutting time. And then obviously go in there, take a look, check it out, see the new facility. Obviously it's not right now they're training for it, but I know it's going to be early next year. They're going to move in there. And I think I've got to see it a couple times from being a part of community leadership. And I got to tour the old jail. And I think getting to go in the old one and then getting to go in the new one it is completely different. I definitely have a different kind of upbringing to where, like, I think I put myself in the shoes of, like, oh my goodness, something could happen. Mm-hmm. And I could be in here. Right. So I'm always like, oh, this is crazy to get to go in here and kind of see, because that's not something you get to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're either, you know, part of some kind of program, or you're an insider in that way. So I think to be able to go in there and let the public kind of see what we've been doing, the changes. And I think it's wonderful, you know, for everyone to be able to kind of have an open, be like an open book. And I think that there has been some negative mm-hmm. stuff about that, you know, just having a jail in the middle of the town. And I think that you should, if you're saying things like that, you should come and see it for mm-hmm. yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you see it, you see the plans, you see what they're trying to do. And I think that it's very techie. So if you're yes. into tech stuff, I think that even that part of it alone is very interesting.
It is interesting. It's another opportunity for us to create some empathy, not only for our community members, but our people out there wearing that badge and doing such great work. Sean and I have talked about this a lot leading up to it, and we are finally here. I encourage you to listen to any of those Sheriff Becca interviews regarding this, too. And Lacey, you hit it on the head. If you have questions or you've been hesitant about this, here is your opportunity to understand a little bit more of why this is so important and why this is something that the whole community can take pride in. Your community is going to be that much safer because of this. Your community is going to be saving a lot of money because of this facility. There's a lot of positives mm-hmm. to this building. And the ribbon cutting again taking place Tuesday, December 17th at 11 a.m. Lacey, real quickly as we're wrapping up, we wanted to mention December's Member of the Month.
Yes, yeah, so shout out to Van and Renee again at Rapids Awards and More. Definitely check them out. They have wonderful Christmas stuff. I mean, for your Taylor Swiftie of the house, as well as if you're a very political, there's gigantic Donald Trumps everywhere. So please check that out. Even if it's little funny gag gifts, a lot of poker, different items, things that even Sand Valley is purchasing, I heard. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fun things there. Definitely don't forget to support local. Obviously they are as well, you know, a part mm-hmm. of that small business mm-hmm. showcase. And then please reach out if you need any chamber gift certificates. I think it's a wonderful gift. Obviously, you're not putting yourself in a box where it's just one gift card. They can use this at over 400 different places
yeah.
in our area, as well as you're supporting local, that money's staying local, and then you're showing that that's what's important to you.
I was wondering, I thought it was over 400 businesses
yes.
you can get with that. That's amazing.
Yes.
And with a gift card, as I have found out, you can never get the wrong gift that way.
It's, correct.
It's you're yes. safe. You're safe that way.
They're going to get exactly what they want this
exactly.
year.
We encourage you to find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to bookmark that webpage and follow our Wisconsin Rapids Chamber on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything that's going on over there. And communications at Wisconsin Rapids Chamber is the website to reach out to you guys, right?
Yes. Lacey Alling, Wisconsin Rapids Chamber.
Thanks, Lacey. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.